Due to labor shortages, farmers have been forced to give away their crops, and restaurants continue to struggle or shut down entirely. The bipartisan Farm Workforce Bill, along with the Durbin-Graham Dream Act and Secure Act, are intended to help expand the workforce in several ways. Shea Myers, CEO of Owyhee Produce, says that they had to waste hundreds of thousands of pounds of asparagus because of the lack of workers.
The Farm Worker Modernization Act is a way to improving that process, to making it less onerous and more fluid and more proficient in allowing these workers to come. These are people that we're talking about, people that contribute significant amounts to our economy and make our domestic food supply among the safest and most environmental friendly in the world.
Between the four corner states, immigrants make up 9.1% of the population and are a key workforce for industries such as agriculture, hospitality, restaurants, and healthcare. Over 136,000 immigrants have started their own businesses, and undocumented immigrants in the four corner states pay over $1.75 billion in taxes and have a spending power of $9.6 billion, according to the American Business Immigration Coalition, whom organized the virtual summit.
Immigrants are fundamental to our economy. There's no reason this should be a partisan issue.
That was U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, who also says that these labor shortages are becoming more severe and hopes that a legislative agreement can be made. Representative Mike Simpson says this is the right thing to do for the workers and the economy.
Our hope was that addressing the Ag Immigration Workforce Modernization Act, and that could be the model that we could use to pass other bills. It could show that we can work together as Republicans and Democrats to try to solve this problem.
I'm Casey Taylor, and you're listening to Utah Public Radio.